Conclusion on the three forms of corporate social responsibility. Traditionally, the directors of companies have had an extremely difficult but very narrowly defined responsibility: guide the enterprise toward money. The best companies have been those generating the highest sales, gaining the most customers, and clearing the largest profits. As for ethical questions, they've been arranged around the basic obligation to represent the owner's central interest, which presumably is to profit from their investment. Consequently, the field of business ethics has mainly concerned conflicts and dilemmas erupting inside the company as people try to work together to win in the very competitive economic world. The idea of corporate social responsibility, along with the related areas of the triple bottom line and shareholder theory, opens a different kind of business ethics. Morality in the economic world is now about corporate directors sensing and responding to a broad range of obligations, ones extending through the town where the business is located and then out into surrounding communities and through society generally. In Woburn, Massachusetts, in the early 1980s, this conflict between two ways of running a business played out in the Hollywood depiction of the lawyer played by John Travolta. At the movie's beginning, right and wrong for a business got decided in dollars and without broader sensibility. Travolta's law firm existed to make money and operated by accepting only cases that promised big payouts. That's what brought Travolta to Woburn, the chance to sue deep-pocketed W.R. Grace for poisoning the land with toxic runoff and for destroying the lives of families living near the pools of contamination. Over the course of the movie, however, Travolta becomes attached to Woburn's cause and the social good of fighting for a clean environment. By the end, he's risking his firm's high profits and, according to his law firm partners, all common sense, to make sure that harmed people living in town get their good lives back and to ensure that a Woburn-like toxic disaster won't happen again. In terms of business ethics, it's not difficult to interpret Travolta's transformation from a businessman taking care of the bottom line to one engaged by a broader vision of social responsibility. Each of the three discussed theories, corporate social responsibility, the triple bottom line, stakeholder theory, can be fit into the movie A Civil Action. In terms of corporate social responsibility, Travolta came to become that his job as a law firm's leader obligated him to satisfy his economic responsibility to make money for the firm by suing for financial damages while also acting legally. Further, his firm needed to satisfy the ethical responsibility to help others in Woburn get their good lives back. Here, there is a basic duty to help others in need when you have the capability. Finally, there was an element of philanthropy in Travolta's endeavour because his law firm pursued a case that served the greater good, even though more profitable work opportunities were available. In terms of the triple bottom line of economics, society, and the environment, Travolta came to believe that his job as the law firm's leader obligated him to take account of and do well in all three areas. It was no longer enough to win money. His business had a moral responsibility to win for society and to win for the environment also. The long-term goal was to ensure the economic sustainability of his firm, the sustainability of healthy family life in Woburn, and the sustainability of clean earth and air in that part of Massachusetts. In terms of stakeholder ethics, Travolta came to believe that his job as the law firm's leader obligated him not only to work for the firm's owners, including himself, but also to take direction from those who would be affected by the firm's actions. That meant considering and trying to balance and to add up the interests of his partners and all those who lived in Woburn. Finally, because Travolta's story was also a Hollywood story, his transformation on the big screen was presented as the change from an aloof bad guy to a caring good guy. It's not clear, however, in the real world, whether a corporate ethics based on social responsibility, the triple bottom line, or all stakeholders is actually recommendable. The debate between the two ways of thinking about business, the traditional profit-centered view of the broad, socially responsible view, is hard fought and intensified by good arguments on both sides.